Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Not quite Dave Serio. They just keep letting me in the building. It's Ryan Hedrick with you on a Saturday in for Dave Serio. And I have my two friends. I quite honestly could not do the show without them. From Dynamic Automotive, Todd and Jose. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Ryan.
Could you imagine Ryan Hedrick trying to do this show alone? I would just be like, well,
I think you'd do okay.
I don't know. I'd start reading off Auto Magazine or something like that.
Hey, that's an idea. Like Road and Track or Motor Trend.
So part of the show's allure, part of the appeal of the show, it's ultra local. And we're going to have Craig Shipp on a little bit later to talk about what's going on local. But I want to touch base with you because Dynamic Automotive is the epitome of a local company. You're all about community. And earlier this week, you and I were both at the Veterans Service Center grand opening on Monocacy Boulevard. Wonderful collaboration between Goodwill and Platoon 22. And I just want you to talk about that a little bit, because for people that don't know, this service center is going to provide services to veterans that's kind of lacking in our community. And it is, well attended. 500 people, 600 people there.
Yep, the Chamber of Commerce. Rick Weldon was the MC. Did a great job. A lot of our local politicians were present, and community servants were there. The facility is amazing.
Yeah, it blows me away.
It does. Yeah. They did an excellent job designing and building that, outfitting it out. And I met a lot of good people inside. The programs that are available to veterans from that facility are also going to be amazing. I picked up a couple of pamphlets for a military member of our family, and I'm going to turn them on to that and bring them into the facility here very soon. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's so many things to get into when it comes to the automotive industry, and one of the biggest things that I'm hearing on the streets is the rise of electric vehicles. You know, you see companies getting more and more aggressive with their local and national marketing campaigns. Another thing becoming increasingly popular with electric vehicles is the fact that, the selling points, you could charge it, it goes 200 miles. But is that enough? Is that enough to sustain popularity or interest, or have people buy in, Todd, from the electric vehicle craze going on right now?
I tell you, it probably is a personal decision. I mean, how much driving you do, what's your average commute, how far you drive, like, say, on a vacation, if you're a couple hundred miles from home type of person, or are you planning on driving that car across the country?
That's a good point, Todd, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables that would go in the mix, but for the vast majority, I think the EV is very feasible.
Yeah, and it's here to stay. I mean, it is a component that represents 3 to 5% of the total population of automobiles in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, so it is going to be an absolutely spectacular changeover, because by 2035, you have states including Maryland that are going to eliminate the sale of all new gas-powered vehicles. So, we're a couple of months away from 2023, and 12 years will be here before you know it. So I think the biggest questions I have with EVs are affordability and availability. And I think if you could start marketing EVs to the single mom or the family with three kids and a mortgage and possibly college tuition looming, then I think you start to win over the public. But if you can't do that, then you're going to alienate some of the people. What do you think about the cost points right now with EVs?
Cost is always one of the very largest factors when purchasing an automobile. And, if the EV cost is going to be too high, it's not going to take off like everyone thinks it's going to take off. I I would speculate, though, that as the EV evolves with its technology and continues with its popularity, that the cost will eventually come down.
Hmm. Yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, you think about, like, the big screen TVs. I mean, they were thousands and thousands of dollars when they first were rolled out.
Exactly.
You know, now you can head down to your local Walmart and pick up a 50-inch for $300-$400.
Well, look at cell phones. You know, cell phones. My first cell phone was an AT&T cell phone. I love to tell this story because it shows how far we've come, right? So my first cell phone was an AT&T cell phone, and the person that sold it to me didn't explain my range and nights and weekends. So I was making night calls that started at 8:50 when they really started at 9. So I was being charged for day calls. So there's a lot to be. And my first cell phone bill was $1,000.
Ouch.
Back in the 90s, man. That was, I think my first cell phone was like 1996. I'm like, oh, I think I'm still in collections from that bill. You know, so, you know, people need to adjust to, and manufacturers, like EV manufacturers, need to adjust to, people are going to have questions because change does not come easy for people.
Well, you know, a lot of our present-day cars are smartphones on wheels. So people are already getting exposed to this high technology that automobiles offer out there. EVs take it to a little bit of a different level, of course. And you see the laptop screen in a Tesla. People setting their vehicle up, ready to roll. And, you know, that's kind of different. But people will learn that, and they'll get along with it.
So the other day, I pulled away from the curb getting ready to go to work, and I go to work very early. I do the morning show here at WFMD in my display, which is all, you know, as you said, it's a computer on wheels. It did not work, and I freaked out because tied into the screen is my radio, both terrestrial and satellite, my cell phone, my navigation, everything, weather conditions, all tied into that screen. And I had to pull over three times to get the screen to work. I don't know if it was just cold or my car didn't want to start up, but it was, to me, panicking when the electronics don't work.
Right.
It's a very real thing because as human beings, we're like conditioned when, you know, my watch doesn't work. And thankfully, I was able to get that screen on, but if I couldn't have got it on, I wouldn't know what to do.
You would have been flying in a black cockpit. Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's 10:14.
No instruments.
It's 10:14 at WFMD. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Cirio, joined by my good friends Todd and Jose. Another thing I want to talk about, did you know that traditional car ownership is in decline? Interesting. According to autoserviceworld.com, this comes as people are doing more ride hailing and car sharing. They're also buying vehicles from their family because the cost of vehicles have gone through the roof. I told you the other day I was looking at a used vehicle, a newer version than what I have now, $13,500 more than my vehicle right now. And I'm like, why would I take on a larger payment, spend more money?
Yeah.
And deal with that problem.
You know, that's a concept that we've been discussing for a few years, and we were predicting that was going to happen, that ride sharing, actual car sharing was going to be a new concept out there. And it's happening now where vehicles are not owned in that traditional sense. They are leased by several different people at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about also, as we throw a bunch of topics on the table, and feel free to call in. I have experts in front of me far more, you know, their knowledge is way more advanced than my little knowledge is. But if you have a car, a repair question, if you have a trading question, whatever you have, we'll take the call. We're live and local here on a Saturday, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. You ought to know. Also, you know, as EVs progress, as the world of technology progresses, Dynamic Automotive has to stay on top of this stuff. And that means that your mechanics have to get certified. There's always learning that's continuing. So from a advanced 21st century perspective, as it relates to Dynamic Automotive, what changes do you have to undertake at the local level to stay in tune with the consumer's needs.
So the process and procedures to servicing EVs is completely different. Your approach is completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it really comes to relying on your service information. Because a basic task that you think should go, you know, one direction might be wrong, and you could do catastrophic damage to those components. So, or yourself, you know, you're dealing with some very high voltage.
Yeah.
You better read the service procedure.
Yeah. And now ASE certifications include hybrids, EVs, as well as diesels, which they have been for years and years. So, the advanced level certification now for hybrids, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's L2, L3?
L3. And we do have a very recent test taker that successfully completed that.
Yeah.
So.
So do you guys fully expect that in the next 5 or 6 years, do you fully expect that you will see more EVs? Do you have numbers on, like, the number of EVs you're seeing as opposed to gas-powered, and also the attitudes of customers change as, you know, the supply changes?
Yeah, we are seeing more EVs. Of course, we're seeing many more hybrids out there as well. We service them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty a common occurrence in the shop as the hybrids, but the full EVs, we're seeing them sporadically here and there.
Right.
But again, they make up, what, less than 5%.
Right. And now we're servicing vehicles that need ADAS calibrations on a regular basis, which is something that, you know, we previously never saw. We do have the equipment to calibrate most vehicles now who have that advanced driver safety systems on there. And we have a special bay at our Urbana location all set up. So we do calibrations for ADAS. And usually we're servicing body shops and other facilities that have these cars that they can't calibrate.
All right. So a lot of topics on the table for You Ought to Know. Craig Shipp is going to join us a little bit later from Frederick.com. There are so many things to do in Frederick County on this cool, crisp Saturday fall morning. Temperatures are going to drop like crazy next week. Maybe we'll talk about that. But in the interim, if you have a question or a comment for the guys from Dynamic Automotive, or just a general thought about your car owning process, what state your vehicle's in, anything is on the table. Experts in front of you, ready to serve you on the Saturday morning. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Serio. Feeling good on a Saturday morning. And welcome to You Ought to Know. WFMD time, 10:19. We'll be right back.
I want to be famous. I star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive my car. And maybe I love you.
As heard on the Morning News Express.
There's a guy that when he took over Drew Carey for Bob Barker, I did not think that he would last as long as he has lasted.
Me either.
You're not a big Drew Carey fan, are you?
No, I'm not a big Drew Carey fan. He's just kind of blah to me. He's not really funny. He's not anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least Bob Barker was funny.
The premier Dental Arts Morning News Express. Waking you up with the best news, information, and stimulating talk with Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick. Right here from 5 to 9 on 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Ashley's Veterans Day Sale 2022 is going on now. Save 22% off store-wide on Ashley's newest styles and fashions. It's a salute to savings with the best prices on Ashley. Or get 60 months no-interest financing. Queen beds from $299. Reclining sofas only $699. Five-piece dining sets $1299. Find the greatest values and selection at Ashley's Veterans Day Sale 2022. So much in stock with fast delivery. Save 22% off or 60 months no interest financing at Ashley in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Chambersburg.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Isn't Kathy meeting us for lunch?
No. Ever since she had that fall, she's afraid to leave the house.
But didn't she have physical therapy?
Yeah, they came for a few weeks and she was doing well. But once they discharged her, she didn't keep up.
She should get AgeWell Senior Fitness. They help people improve their strength and balance, and they come right to your house. I was feeling nervous walking on the grass, but since I've been using one of their trainers, I feel so much more confident.
Get your confidence back by calling 240-397-9050 or go to AgeWellSeniorFitness.com.
930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
It's Real Health with Dr. Amir from Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic, Saturday morning at 8 on 930 WFMD.
Got stuck in some traffic on the highway coming here, and it ended up being somebody's overheated car out in the middle of the highway just sitting there. I don't understand that. I don't understand a car that's in that bad a shape. You couldn't get that to the shoulder? What kind of car breaks down that quickly? Break down that hill right now! Break down! Run! Wow. If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, the penalty for that should be a cop should walk up. Hey, how you doing tonight? Can I see your driver's license, please? All right, very good. All right, good luck to you. It. He just takes it and you've demonstrated you don't know how to function on our planet. Or at least every city, I do this in my act, but I really believe every city should have a magnet chopper, a big helicopter with a cable that dangles and a magnet on the bottom. And all it should do is pick up hunky rust box jalopies right off of the highway and toss them off over in the grass somewhere. Good luck with your problems over there. The rights of the thousands of motorists behind you must supersede whatever additional damage we're doing. Spin it into a field with the people in it. Oh! You're pedestrians now. Get used to the terminology.
It is 10:24, you ought to know, Ryan Hedrick, in for the vacationing Dave Serio. No, I don't think he's on vacation. He called in to the Morning News Express yesterday and said he was going to a car show.
Yeah, he's got another gig going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the car shows. So when you guys go to car shows, what typically is the big sell for a car show enthusiast? Like, if I've never been to a car show before.
So, yeah, I'll tell you, you're asking something that we just got back from Apex SEMA.
Yeah.
And SEMA arguably is...
Where?
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
City of Sin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And SEMA is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very big. And you get to see some really artistically fascinating engineered hot rods out there, and it isn't just hot rods. It's your regular roadsters, your exotics, race cars. I mean, it's everything. Motorcycles.
What is the most expensive vehicle that you saw at the car show?
Oh, God.
In upwards of $1 million?
Oh, the Bugattis are there, and those are upwards of $1 million.
Wow.
And you see some wild Ferraris and some really, really wild Porsches.
And can you buy the Bugattis there, like if you had enough money to just,
you know,
they only for show or display?
I've never heard of anything being auctioned off. Correct me if I'm wrong now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one there that was actually, you know, sporting the for sale.
So it's all for show, all for display.
It's all for show. Yeah. And they're displaying the cutting edge products that are out there to modify your car, to make it look prettier. Mm-hmm. The wheels, there's an entire floor the size of a football field.
Or larger, huge.
For wheels and tires.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good point to start because fall is here, winter is coming, and We need to be on the up and up with our upkeep of the vehicles. So I think tires to me are the most important because I've been hitting plenty of potholes. There's lots of roads that are unkept in Maryland. They're just, you know, the infrastructure is not what it probably should be. But as it relates to the vehicle, tires are a big, big thing.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make sure we have the right tire, right?
Exactly. And what kind of driving do you do? You know, that's the kind of tire you want to put on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
We sell a lot of tires.
It's ever increasing.
Yeah. Yeah. And along with tires, there's suspension and front end work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people hit potholes. They end up breaking things, bending things, blowing out struts and shocks. I mean, that really amounts to quite a bit of repair work for us.
What is the key to keeping, I guess, your suspension intact? I mean, you can't help but hit a pothole, but I guess maybe you could minimize the damage by driving slower over the pothole, or is it
avoiding it?
Avoiding it at all costs, right?
Definitely avoidance.
Yeah, some potholes, I mean, you just can't avoid, and you're going to hit them. And
what type of toll does a pothole take on the vehicle?
Oh, it can bend a wheel. It can pop a tire easily if it's big enough. And when it gets so severe, you can blow a strut or a shock. And when I say blow, I mean you hydraulically burst it, the seals, and they start leaking, and they don't shock absorb. They bounce then, and you can bend components as well, you know, control arms.
Tie rod ends.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like a lot can go wrong. At what point should I get a tune-up, and what does a tune-up entail? I've heard of, you know, companies nationally pitching like a 10-point inspection, right? So what is a typical inspection checklist consist of with Dynamic Automotive at your five locations?
Well, let me tell you, you know, in the past, tune-ups were done at 12,000 to 15,000. Then products improved, and they were done at 24,000 to 30,000, and the products improved again. And we've gone through such an evolution now that replacing the spark plugs on a vehicle, and again, Todd, you can weigh in, that can be done at the 80K to 120K mark now.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of the manufacturers are up around the 100 to 120,000 mile mark for doing that first tune-up, that spark plug change.
Right.
So it's incredible. It's leaps and bounds how much the vehicle has evolved and improved with its durability. So changing that spark plugs in the life of a vehicle maybe will happen twice.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it comes down to the materials that are used.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, years ago it was copper.
Yeah.
You know, the plugs, the electrode was made of copper.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to a platinum, then to a double platinum.
Yeah.
And now they're up to iridium, and you know,
iridium is the stuff right now.
And you know, that really extends that service life.
Yeah. Yeah, and you look at a plug that's got 80,000 miles on it, and my goodness, it looks practically new.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Absolutely
the
right.
Improvements. Now, filters you always have to replace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, filters get dirty, fluid gets dirty.
Yep.
That's the key component right there. Those kinds of maintenances, replacing those filters, replacing that fluid in a timely manner, and you're following the schedule that's outlined in your owner's manual. If you do that, that vehicle is going to last 300, 400,000.
So how often should the filters or the spark plugs be replaced? And is it enough if you're changing your oil on a regular basis? Is that a tune-up, or do you need stuff to do in addition to changing your oil? And the reason I ask is because I'm at about 60,000 miles with my SUV. Now, it's never been in for a traditional tune-up, but I change my oil when I need to change.
How often do you change your oil?
About 3,000 to 5,000 miles.
So you're probably right in that window, that sweet spot. Yeah. Most manufacturers are right around, most of them are more than 3,000. Mm-hmm. Usually about 5,000 miles is about the sweet spot.
Yeah, we're seeing some that are 7,500. 10,000, and I would not advise anyone to go that long without doing an oil change.
10,000 miles?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I've seen some more than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
A new
takes a toll on your vehicle
for sure.
Had a new diesel engine in a van, and the interval's 20,000 miles.
Yeah.
So for the technician, when they're changing the oil, can they tell when it's? I mean, is it noticeable?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's really neglected their vehicle, the oil will pour out like tar.
Wow.
Black,
and we've seen it as bad as oil filters have been on there so long that they've actually rusted through and started leaking. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So we see it all. Yeah. Definitely right.
All right. So the moral of this story is pay attention to your vehicle, especially when the weather gets cooler and colder, because it can have a huge impact. Ripple effect is what you're saying. If you're not changing the filters, the oil, making sure your tires are rotated. What I do is I rotate my tires every time I get my oil changed, just to keep them, you know.
You do a lot of highway driving?
I do a lot. Yep.
Yeah. So your tires will last you a long time if you're rotating them that often. The need to rotate them that often may not be necessary. What do you think?
A lot of it comes down to how they're wearing. I mean, you know, there's some vehicles that it definitely should be done on every service interval. Other vehicles, you might skip one.
Right.
You know, just depending on how they're wearing.
Yeah. Every other oil change is a good way to do it.
All right, guys, we are going to break you out of no 10:32 at WFMD Saturday morning and feeling good. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Cereal. I have Todd. I have Jose. And you on the phone lines if you'd like to join us. Plus, we have Craig Shipp coming up with Frederick.com. If you have a call about a vehicle repair or something like that, we have free advice waiting for you. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. And if you need repairs to your vehicle, make sure you get out to any of the five locations at Dynamic Automotive around Frederick County. 10:33, Craig Shipp is next. Good Saturday morning. You ought to know.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
It's You Ought to Know with Dave Cereal on 930 WFMD.
I travel around a lot. There's one thing about traveling that drives me crazy. I always have to rent cars. You know, I wish they rented 55 Plymouths, because all the new cars have seatbelt buzzers. You know, and you're getting a buzz, and you get out, and it goes buzz, and everything you do is buzz. If you want to drive 2 inches, you know, it goes buzz, you know. What they're going to do is they're going to develop it to the point. Like, let's say you leave your keys in the car and you get about 10 feet away and the car goes, "Hey! Come over here a second." "What?" "Your keys, you moron!" They're going to have those things everywhere someday, you know? Not enough foreplay. Buzz.
Yeah, 10:39 at WFMD. You ought to know. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Cereal, Jose, and Todd joining me from Dynamic Automotive, and on the line, our good friend Craig Shipp, Frederick.com. Fred, good Saturday morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. This could be our last warm day, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I do have a couple quick comments on some of the things you mentioned. First of all, I'd stay away from low-profile tires on that whole pothole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The worst invention ever for automobiles have been these low-profile tires. I mean, they're real expensive. They wear out fast. You can easily get a flat, and they don't protect you from potholes. So other than that, they're a great concept.
You know, that's a very good point, Craig, that you bring up. And they're also hard to service, difficult on a tire machine, aren't they, Todd?
Well, yeah. I mean, the tire equipment has evolved over the years to service those lower-profile tires, but they're still a little difficult even with the newest equipment.
I got a question regarding that, though, Todd. When somebody really hits a big pothole with one of those low-profile tires, is that wheel getting bent?
I've done more wheels than I care to admit.
Okay.
Just because of a pothole strike. You know, what's bad is if you get it with the front one, you're probably getting it with the back one, too.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're buying two wheels that, Lord, who knows what the cost is.
Mm-hmm. It could be
thousands.
That's a good point there, Craig. Yeah. Absolutely.
So in a couple other quick things, the solid-state batteries, if they're ever able to get those to work and be able to mass-produce them, those will be a huge leap forward. The battery technology just is not there for practical electric cars. But solid-state, supposedly Toyota's been working on that, and they just haven't been able to figure out a way to mass-produce them. They'll be less expensive, they'll have much more range, and they don't use as many of the rare earth materials. They're more efficient as far as longevity, just huge advantages, but they haven't been able to figure it out. This is why Toyota's...
Another very good point. That is a key component that has to evolve for EVs to truly take off, and that has not happened yet.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why Toyota has stayed back and keeps trying to resist. You know, anytime the government is designing our cars, we got a problem, right? And that's the problem, is they're pushing this whole electric car thing, and the industry is just not ready for it. And this is why Toyota has been kind of pushing back, because they're just not practical yet. So we'll see how that whole thing goes. One other last thing, the Car Care Nut is a YouTube channel that the guy is really good at talking about all of these topics. Just an entertaining channel on YouTube that some of the listeners might want to check out. It's called the Car Care Nut. He's got like 500,000 subscribers and a really cool channel. So getting on to the events. We've got happening right now a Home for the Holidays open house at Guten Tag Home and Garden Center. Don't know what that's all about. Oakdale is streaming a football game against Frederick. That's pretty cool. I didn't know they were doing that. That's going on now. We have a holiday bazaar going on now at Wesley Chapel United Methodist Church. We've got a... adoption event for, I guess it's dogs. I don't know if it's also cats going on today. Operation Paws, that's in Urbana. We've got a food and truck music weekends at Linganore Wine Centers going on the 12th of November. Today at 1 p.m., we've got a thrift market pop-up at Old Mother Brewing. It goes on and on. Mr. John is performing today at 2 p.m., Harlem Wizards versus Team Frederick today at 6 p.m. We've got a salsa dance today at 7 p.m. You guys probably dance, don't you, Todd and Jose?
You know, I know Jose's quite the dancer.
Where is that salsa dance, Craig? Where is that happening?
That's at Della Zena Cafe in Frederick.
Okay.
So check it out. You go to facebook.com/Frederick County, you'll find all of these. There's an event, leather working thing, for folks that want to learn how to do leather working on the 13th. This is at the Historic Haven. I'm not sure where that is. It's you learn how to intro to leather working. That is a paid event. I guess they're going to supply some leather and some supplies and stuff. Let's see. We got a yoga thing going on the 14th. We got a story time event at Heritage Frederick on the 16th. It just goes on and on. The Maryland Christmas show is on the 18th of November. Let's see here.
That's a big one.
Oh, karaoke, November 18th. Don't miss that at Callahan Seafood. I get their what do you call those crab cakes that Dave likes. So anyway, that's what we got. Thurmont Christmas Market and Craft Vendor Show on the 19th. Bicycle Escape, a ride on the 19th. It might be a little chilly for that one, but so that's what we got. We got a lot of events coming up.
Yeah, so when you're talking about Oakdale Stream, where is Oakdale streaming its game? Are they streaming it on a Facebook page or on a website?
Let me click on that and see if they give more details.
Okay.
That's just the headline.
Yeah, because I know the game is on WFMD today at 2:30, and what you're talking about is the playoff game, Oakdale against Frederick. Okay. That is a really, really big game.
I'm clicking on the event thing here. It looks like it's a website called event-online-whatever. It looks like it's some service that they use.
Okay.
It's called Maryland High School Football.
Mm-hmm.
So the link is in the event that's posted. It's kind of a long, protracted link. But
okay.
If you go to that event on Facebook, it links to this. But no, it's not Facebook and it's not YouTube. It looks like it's some service that's set up that they can plug into to stream their game.
Awesome. Awesome. Just an independent streaming service. And yeah, that's a big game. And high school football has started, which, signals kind of the ushering out of fall and the welcoming of winter. 10:46, we're talking to Craig Shipp here. Craig, any thoughts on some of the upcoming, like, Christmas shows? Do you suggest that people, like, get tickets for, is the Weinberg having anything? Or we're starting to get into the season with some really cool performances.
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably having the Nutcracker again. That's a must-see for the kids and people that haven't seen it. There's so many events listed here that I didn't even get into December. I mean, there's an ugly sweater thing coming up. There's a pizzeria grand opening. That's coming up. They've got theirs posted way in advance. This is July 5th, 2025.
Wow.
So, folks, if you have an event in the future, post it on your Facebook page because we might still talk about it. This is the cool thing is any events you have coming up, you can post them. As long as you know the date and the information, you can post them far in advance.
Hey, Greg,
what reason
we also
should
have
you wait?
We also have the boats going into the creek next Saturday
morning. Yeah, yeah, November 19th.
Sailing through the winter
solstice.
Yeah, that's
super cool. So anytime you guys have something like that, be sure to post it on your Facebook page in the event section, because when people go to Facebook and they search for events, you know, if it's not posted, it ain't going to come up. So just make sure any of those kinds of things, and this goes out to everybody listening, just go to your Facebook page and any event that you're involved in, however small, I mean, people might be interested in it. So make sure it's posted in the event section on your Facebook page.
All right, Craig Shipp, thank you so much for joining us. Always looking forward to what you have, and you're so connected. Thank you for sharing some of the information with us on You Oughta Know. Appreciate it.
Great show. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. I love to hear what Craig Shipp has to say every Saturday. Whether I'm hosting the show or not, I'm an avid listener, and I really appreciate Div Serial giving me the opportunity.
He is fully connected with the community.
Oh, for sure.
And
for
I love the stuff he brings up about automobiles. Craig is a car guy.
So I do want to plug an event next week. WFMD is hosting a Christmas Cash for Kids benefit at the Elks Lodge featuring a Park Avenue Band. All the money is donated to that event will go to help out Christmas Cash for Kids, which, of course, every year is a grassroots fundraiser that is not a corporate entity. And we're proud to say that 100% of the money goes to help a needy Frederick child and his family, his or her family, for Christmas. We have too much poverty in this community that, you know, if we can't eradicate, we could certainly help a child have a great Christmas, something that I think every child is deserving of this holiday season. So Christmas Cash for Kids benefit at the Elks Lodge next Friday from 7 to 10. Doors open at 6, and we hope to see you there. You could actually learn more information, Christmas Cash for Kids Facebook page, at 10:49 here on You Ought to Know, wrapping it up. But when we come back, very interesting topic that we're going to dissect. You have a network of computers in your car, and they talk to each other. But did you know that those networks have networks, and they all communicate, sometimes seamlessly, sometimes not? And we're going to talk about how those networks talk back and forth to enable you to get back and forth and enjoy the luxury that you have in your vehicle. So we're going to talk about that with Todd and Jose, Dynamic Automotive, 1050 at WFMD.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know. Dynamic Automotive, with 4 locations there to serve you. Liberty Town, Urbana, New Market, and Frederick.
Crisp mornings and fresh air. It's apple season at Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Stop in for your favorites. Mountain Honey, Granny Smith, Evercrisp, Crunch a Bunch, Empire, Fuji, Crimson Crisp, Gala, and Golden Delicious apples are all available. At Catoctin Mountain Orchard, you can also find Gorham, Bosque, and Seckel pears, plus jams, jellies, and fresh baked pies. Don't forget their apple cider donuts and jugs of apple cider. 15 minutes from Frederick and Thurmont, off of Route 15, you can't miss it. Online at CatoctinMountainOrchard.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Ashley's Veterans Day Sale 2022 is going on now. Save 22% off store-wide on Ashley's newest styles and fashions. It's a salute to savings with the best prices on Ashley. Or get 60 months no-interest financing. Queen beds from $2.99. Reclining sofas only $6.99. Five-piece dining sets $12.99. Find the greatest values and selection at Ashley's Veterans Day Sale 2022. So much in stock with fast delivery. Save 22% off or 60 months no-interest financing at Ashley in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Chambersburg.
It's Maryland Terrapins football on WFMD.
Asuras of HC Summer Feed and Supply in Jefferson and the Murray Financial Group. The Terps play Penn State immediately following the Oakdale-Frederick game Saturday afternoon on 930 WFMD.
Ain't nothing wrong with having an older car. Just if you do have an older car, we'll let you know when you're doing something wrong, though. It will. That's the advantage about it. It will let you know when you're doing something wrong. I got pulled over by the police the other day. He gonna tell me I was doing 75 mile per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. I just looked at him and I said, I know you lying because I didn't feel my steering wheel shaking. Yeah. I'm like, usually when I go over 40, my steering wheel starts shaking. I didn't feel that, sir. I didn't. I said, you need to go back and check your radar detector over again. He gonna walk off and come back and say, I'm gonna give you a seatbelt ticket. I said, I'll take that. I ain't gonna take no speeding ticket. I know if I would have been going 75, my car would have been jumping all across this road. Then you would have had to give me a ticket for drifting then. That's what you...
Oh, yeah, they are much more fascinating. We are much more fascinating on You Oughta Know. Ryan Hedrick in for Dave Serio. Yes, he will be back. Todd and Jose keeping me company today. So as I talked about, and we have a few minutes for this conversation, it's great to talk about how networks talk to other networks and vehicles. Now, what type of, when we say network, okay, what type of network, Jose, Todd, is in a vehicle?
Well, it's definitely different types of networks. So you can have like a CAN network, you can have a MOST network, and it comes down to the speed of that network and how quickly it can relay information across a couple of wires from multiple systems.
And networks are getting more sophisticated. Obviously, the newer a vehicle is, the more sophisticated the network will be, right, Jose?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it keeps evolving all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got, back a decade, more than a decade ago, you basically had a couple of networks talking to each other. You had the engine control module network talking to the body control network. And, each one of them had their designated jobs to do. Engine controls had everything to do with the drivability of the engine. Body control had everything to do with the operation of the body, and that involved, most of the times, HVAC. Hmm. Now we have an HVAC network, and how many other networks do we have? We have IPC networks. That's your instrument cluster networks.
And driver door modules, passenger door modules, lift gate module, deployable running board modules, window modules, parking aid modules, yep. Backup sensor modules, backup camera module. And they're all intertwined on these networks. And, you take some of the systems most critical, your engine management, your stability control, your power steering, your anti-lock brakes. Mm-hmm. Those four right there are all networked together.
Yeah.
Say you're in a slide. It will modulate your braking. It will change the steering. It will add or deduct power from the engine to come out of that slide. And all of that happens very, very quickly.
Microseconds, milliseconds.
Yes, thousands of a second.
Yeah. So most likely when I talked about my screen going dark for a couple of minutes, so most likely what was happening was it wasn't my vehicle that didn't want to get up with me because the vehicle's always up. It was a network wasn't talking to a particular network.
It could have been a break in the system. Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. And that's kind of scary because we depend on these technologies that we only see on the surface. You guys are talking about a very, comprehensive breakdown of how one network talks to each other and how those networks host other networks. But on the surface, all I see as the owner of the vehicle is a dark screen. What's wrong with it? But so you guys are saying now from a repair perspective, and we have 2 minutes for this, how do you diagnose? Are you using multiple machines? Like, how are you diagnosing the problem?
Well, first off, would be just to see if there was any fault code stored from that failure. Mm-hmm. That would basically establish a path to start running some testing to find out what the failure is.
Yeah, and then you go in with your instruments, your digital voltmeters, your lab scopes, and you start dissecting the circuit involved and find out if it's an open, a short, or a sensor that's gone out of range.
Or a component.
Yeah.
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 All right, so let's spend the last minute talking about Dynamic Automotive, and it's you guys have 5 locations. And if people want to get in, you do various types of services. What do you offer the general public?
All kinds of general repair and service. And if you really wanted to get to know us and what we do, visit dynamicautomotive.net. That's going to give you information on all 5 locations here in Frederick County.
Where are the 5 locations?
New Market, Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick, and now in Emmitsburg. Soon to be 6 locations.
Oh, wow. When are you opening that up?
Well, we'll see in a
couple. And where?
Can't tell you.
Oh,
that right now.
Todd
has more information than I do on that one, too. Yeah, but now.
And Todd's nodding his head.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us, Todd?
Not a thing at this point.
You sworn to secrecy, huh?
Yes, indeed. We're working with a couple of different options. So
yeah. Good. I'm glad you provided a great, great service to the community. Very friendly. I've been in your Urbana location. I like the Urbana location because when you're servicing my car, I could walk across the street and get something to eat.
Yeah.
And my goodness, Urbana is growing by leaps and bounds. All of Frederick County is. It's incredible. Hey, guys, always love spending a Saturday with you. Thank you so much for keeping me company.
Hey, great time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Great Todd Jose. Here. And go to dynamicautomotive.net for more information. Ryan Hedrick out of here. Talk to you Monday on the Morning News Express. Bye.